أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with أسماء الحسنى, today we will look at a beautiful name. They're all beautiful. They're absolutely wonderful. But this one is the attribute of Al-Wahhab, the bestower. And the dua that most of us read in our qunut and quite familiar with from Surah Ali Imran, it's ayah number 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to say, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Our Rabb, let our hearts not deviate now that you have guided us, but grant us rahma from your own presence, for you are the wahhab, you are the bestower. Well, al-wahhab is derived from the noun hiba, the verb of which is yahib, which means to make someone else the owner of what the giver rightfully owns without asking the second party for any compensation in return. Isn't it a beautiful way of talking about gifts? You know, it teaches you one thing when you learn the meaning of al-wahhab, that when you give a gift, it's a gift given without any strings. It's something given without any preconceptions in the mind that this will make the other person like you better, or you want something in return, or nothing. It's a gift which is free from any recompense or gain for the giver. And when someone gives out such gifts quite often, then they earn the title of Jawad and Wahhab, the generous and the oft-giving respectively. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous, the most giving, because He gives everyone according to their, to their aim of reaching their full potential. And now Wahhab is just absolutely amazing. You know, His gifts are so many, that He gives every needy person that which is needed, and does this without regard to any compensation or interest now or later. From the smallest necessity to the greatest of fortune, He is not only the creator of everything, of those who are in need, their needs, but also the satisfaction of their needs. When Al-Wahhab gives, no one can prevent that good from coming to you. And when He gives to someone else, no force in the world can divert that good to you. He is just amazing. You know, when we manifest Al-Wahhab, or when we, if I can say, access the energy of Al-Wahhab, then we see that the human being becomes a giver without expecting any return, for no particular return as such. And it is someone who is maybe like a tree laden with fruit. He or she finds the pleasure in giving and honor. Just like that wonderful anecdote that I repeat all the time about Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, when he with his companions meets a needy person and he gives whatever he has to the person and then kisses the needy person's hands and says, "You are my muhsin. You have done a hasan for me." And when the needy person moves away, the companion says, "Surely, Abna Rasulullah, you are his muhsin." And he says, "No." He says, "Who is there who will take from me my meager worldly donations, multiply them thousandfold, and place them in the hands of He who multiplies?" It's so beautiful. And also remember that one who has understood Al-Wahhab knows that when Allah gives, in whatever form, it is a gift, it is beautiful. And the anecdote that comes to mind is about the master of Hazrat Luqman, who had discovered Hazrat Luqman's worth and became extremely attached to him. So whenever he received anything, he would always give Hazrat Luqman a share of it. One day, when he received a watermelon, he gave Hazrat Luqman the best part of it, and Hazrat Luqman devoured it with such relish that his master was tempted to taste it. To his surprise, he found it very bitter, and he asked Luqman why he had not told him that it was so bitter. And Luqman replied that it was not for him who lived on his master's bounty to complain if he now and then received disagreeable things at his hands. And it makes you think so many times. There are those incidents or events that happen in our lives and not very agreeable, but we know they have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In whatever form, we could call it a test, I call it a gift. It is the granting of Al-Wahhab who gives them to you. And one who has understood it will accept them as a gift. If you find that you are in desperation, imprisoned, and despite all your efforts, you don't seem to be able to come out of the, if I can say, of the halaqa, of the chain or the circle that you're in, then after midnight for 3 or 7 consecutive nights, recite 2 rakat salah, raise your hands to your Rabb, and continually recite Ya Wahhab 100 times, begging for your need, and inshallah that need will be answered. It never fails. Alternatively, even if you recite Ya Wahhab 7 times at midnight, after your dua, inshallah your appeal will be answered. It's an amazing ism, an amazing attribute to draw energy from.